Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. This weekend provides the chance to get a first look at the sights and scents of the upcoming season. The Fall Crawl, presented by the North Central Louisiana Arts Council, is Friday. Council Executive Director Jessica Slaughter joins me by phone for more about the crawl. Jessica, good to talk with you.
Thanks, Bob. It's good to talk to you.
Well, what's been going on in getting ready for the crawl coming up Friday?
Well, I have a handful of small business owners here in downtown Ruston who are all arts-related businesses, and they've gotten together and they said, we are ready to show the region what all we have to offer with all of our wonderful local artists.
One of the things I note is the Dixie Lobby Gallery is going to be hosting a number of oil paintings. Tell us about the exhibit there.
Yes, we are hosting, the Dixie is our partner here. Our office is located inside their building. We're hosting Nina Stevens, who's a local oil painter. She's from Dubok. She's a self-taught artist and uses a lot of animal imagery in her paintings, including some work about beekeeping. She's a beekeeper. I'm sure she'd be happy to talk with you about that, too. It's interesting.
Well, on-site work and featured items are going to be a part of Art Innovations. Share about that.
The owner of Art Innovations is Jackie Cochran, and she did some traveling this summer on the Appalachian Trail, and she is going to be doing an installation. When you walk into Art Innovations, you will feel as if you are in the woods. And so the work there is going to be inspired by the great outdoors.
Is it kind of a progression of scenes or just a collection that she brought from her trip there to the Appalachian Trail?
No, I believe it is, artwork that she has created to recreate her walk in the woods.
Well, there is also Fine Line as well as Frame of Mind that are hosting paintings as part of the Fall Crawl. What is featured in those locations?
Fine Line is featuring Father Frank Felino, who's a priest here in town. He makes very beautiful, deep relief, mixed media paintings. They're very energetic. The color, his palette's beautiful. Frame of Mind is going to be featuring artist Peter Hay, who recently graduated with his master's from Louisiana Tech and moved to Oklahoma. He's coming back with new works, paintings and prints.
Well, sculpture is a highlight of Studio 301. Tell us more about that.
Yes. We have two wonderful artists here, Andy and Robert Moran. They're a husband and wife. They show all around the country. They have ceramic and metalworking and architecture backgrounds. Robert used to teach at Tech. He retired from the architecture department. And they are showing a sculpture exhibition in Studio 301, which is a wonderful, large, open space, a proper space for showing sculpture. And as a former sculpture student, it's exciting to see work like this, a great quantity of work like this in a beautiful open space.
Jessica, what are some of the other locations that are taking part in the crawl coming up Friday?
We have Makers Union, which is a brand-new shop. It's been open for a little over a year. In Ruston, they're having a pop-up shop by Day Old Blues Records from Shreveport. We are having Pastry Moon, which always features local artists' works, as well as the owner, Bonnie Ferguson. She makes seasonal soap, so she's bringing out the new fall scents. And she's also having some music by Ricky Pittman. So there'll be music there and at Makers Union. And then Kelly Moore Bag, they're going to feature an acoustic folk set by Josh and Jen, and then they have photography by Hannah Cooper McCauley and Zachary McCauley, another husband and wife team of artists. And then Main Street Exchange, which is another new store here, is featuring Christiana Dreeling. She's a German-born artist who lives in Ruston. She makes toys and very beautifully handcrafted small home items, like little boxes and jewelry, and they're just, her precision is amazing.
Tell us about some of these new businesses that are coming up and some of those location or those spaces making way for artists across North Central Louisiana. About those business people coming back to the area or moving here, what's been some of the conversation about why they chose North Central Louisiana and Ruston?
Well, It's been interesting since I moved here. I've met so many people who grew up here, moved away, began their careers, and now they're coming back. Lots of them have said, you know, they've seen the downtown area growing. There are great people here, great spaces here. Our downtown's beautiful. It's a little thriving scene. We have a good partnership with the university, with the steady flow of students. The art department's great. It's just a special little place. It's been a really nice place to move over and live here, and it's exciting to me to see all these young professionals coming back and raising their families here and opening businesses.
With each of the locations, with the fall crawl coming up on Friday, are they located within walking distance of each other in downtown Ruston?
Yes, it is a completely walkable evening.
If someone is new to the area, just wanting to come over and take a look at some of the things that are going on, what's the best route, I guess, in order to be able to get to the locations involved?
It's all basically located on Trenton and Vienna, mm-hmm. and then the cross streets that connect them on Alabama. So you will come up Vienna and cross over Alabama and then go down Trenton.
Everything really centrally located there in downtown Ruston. Well, what is the Arts Council looking forward to coming up as we move into the latter half of the year?
We have my favorite two events coming up. We have Arttoberfest, which is our beer tasting fundraiser, and that raises money for Holiday Arts Tour, and that's going to be October 24th at the Norton Building, which is a larger venue than we've had in the past, so we'll be able to. Last year we sold out. Many people were very disappointed they were not able to attend, so we're hoping we solve that problem this year with more space. And the tickets for Arttoberfest will go on sale the end of this week. And then we have Holiday Arts Tour coming up for our 17th year, and that is going to be November 20th through the 23rd, which is the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Looking forward to that. And, of course, the Fall Crawl coming up this Friday, beginning at 5 in downtown Ruston with the North Central Louisiana Arts Council, where Jessica Slaughter serves as the council's executive director. Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting our listening room online at kedm.org.